This week on Clown College.
I wrestled a special needs person.
So it was.
And
like,
they slammed the shit out of you, didn't they?
No, dude.
It was bad because it was senior night, and my mom never came to any of my. She's German. She doesn't do things like that, like support me. But so she actually came to this wrestling match at senior night, but they didn't have a. They didn't have a person for me to wrestle. And I was the best dude on the team. And I was like, just get me anybody. And they were like, well, this dude from JV. And he was clearly something was wrong with him, you know. And I could have went easy on him, but I beat him in like 15 seconds. I just slammed him on the mat and pinned him. Just because, you know, he needed to. I think you should do that. They should all be treated the same. Everyone should be treated the same.
Then why did you say they?
I was talking about the special needs.
Welcome to Clown College. We have profound knowledge in many ways to elevate and make your sound polished. So if you want to hear a little honest few takes on our ways to make it as a comic, then stick around for a while if you're down to clown. We got the guests right now just to show you how.
Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Wellison, and JJ. Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon,
got to hit a vape after that one, dude.
I feel that.
Dude. Get that mojo back.
So we just filmed a whole episode we're about to dismount off yes. of, and the power just went out
because
of this storm that nobody knew was coming.
No. You know.
Came out of nowhere, scared the shit out of us.
Things happen for a reason.
Things happen.
It's all a blessing.
Yeah. We got more pressing things to talk about.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, dude.
All right.
So what is it?
Hell yeah.
I mean, I got to hear about it. Do we just break it in or we lead it up to it?
I mean, we can save it if we want to talk about some other happenings.
What's happening in the world today, Brandon?
Man, in the world today, well, I heard yesterday that John Cena's retiring.
So, oh, my gosh.
That's deep. I feel like right now I'm in denial part because they said the 2025 season, but once he's gone, I'm going to be hurt because, dude, that's another era. I remember when he was there, and I was like, damn, look at this new guy coming in here, even though he wasn't that new, because, you know, he started in 2002.
Did he?
But when I started watching, like, 2009, he was on top of the world, and I was looking at Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant. Uh-huh. Andre's dead.
Brandon,
Hulk Hogan was just old, calling people the N-word.
Is there a better... Sick. I mean, that's what I aspire to be one day.
And sadly, look at this. I still got a figure, man. I got all his years. I got the 1975 or 1979 one when he was close to the Thunder Lips at 82. Mm. And then I got the Japanese edition, which you like very much.
I fuck with that one, dude.
Yep. Then I got, of
WWE
course,
WWE Legends
WCW.
Collection.
I got the 1985. No, actually, the limited edition 1986 Coliseum edition that is a remake of the LJN one that it was very, very hard to find. If you could find that right now, you had about almost $200. Just letting you know. So look in your little toy box and you'll see.
This is all gibberish to me. I don't even know what's happening. What's being
I'll show
said.
You a picture of it. It's beautiful.
Brandon, is there a better entrance in wrestling than when John Cena came back in 2008 to the Royal Rumble after he tore his pec, dude? He came back early?
I have to see that one again. It's been so long.
Dang, man.
But I remember the most epic one.
Nah,
did I just out-tism Brandon right there? Yeah.
No, that's not even LJN. I'm trying to show y'all LJN. They're trying to show me Mattel. This one right here, the black card.
How dare they, man?
Damn. Hold up. That's a bid. That's got to be a bid. Because if not, that's a
Brandon's about
steal.
To get lost.
Okay, we back. I'm sorry. Dude, he's in the black card. Listen, the black card is the biggest. Like, if you find a black card, you're going to get, like, almost $1,000.
A black card?
Yes, the black card from the LJN. This is late 80s, 1988 to 1989, when they ended it.
Only
what's the black card, though?
Yeah, is it inside this thing?
Oh, no, this is the black card right here. See, so the original card is this blue one.
Oh.
You get that black one. You in there.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Damn, dude.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Good times.
So, I need to hear the rest of this story. So, we literally, we don't know anything about this story, but it's interesting, and I want to hear about it. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, there was a crime that was committed. And I went to UAH. Dom currently goes to UAH. Everybody in Huntsville knows what it is. University of Alabama in Huntsville.
Huntsville gang charges. Let's go.
Yeah. More like the charges, but yeah, it's not funny. But in 2010, a woman who worked for UAH, she was a professor in the biology department, she applied for tenure. And then a year, she got rejected. They did not accept her bid. And a year later, she went to a department meeting, and at the end of the meeting, she took out a handgun from her purse, shot six people, killed three of them, and it's wild. And it made, like, national headlines and all.
Now, were they staff or students?
It was staff. It was all the department. It was like all the biology department. It was in the Shelby Center.
And she just went in there. Yeah, that's crazy because that motherfucker, dude. And she just said pop, pop, pop.
Yep. Damn. Six people, dude. Damn. Shot. But I
wonder what kind of gun it was.
It was a Ruger.
The Ruger?
P-94, something like that.
P-98.
It says it in the article on The New Yorker, which is a great read, by the way, if you like this kind of shit. It's wild.
All right. So,
where was I? Okay, so she shoots up the meeting and everything, and she gets apprehended by the police. They take her into custody. They're holding her in jail, awaiting trial. And then the Huntsville Police Department gets a call from a, like, Boston suburb area police department. And they were like, hey, this might be relevant to the case. She shot and killed her brother back in the day.
Damn.
Wild.
Never faced any charges for it. They describe what happened with her brother was like their father or one of their other brothers died, and during the wake, somebody came and robbed their house, like just rents their house of all the valuables. Fucked up thing to do.
Uh-huh.
But they get back, the brother's like enraged, like he's so mad, he goes and buys a gun from like a sporting goods store in the area, shotgun. And the mom and her right there, Amy Bishop, they don't like it. They're like, we don't want you to have this gun in the house or whatever. And a few days pass and the dude comes back and Amy has the gun and she's walking down the stairs and she's like, hey, I put a shell in this. I don't know how to unload it. You know, can you show me? And the mom and the brother are in the kitchen and the mom's like, well, don't point it at anybody. And she like turns it around to show her brother and pulls the trigger, shoots him point blank in the chest, dies. He was 18 years old.
Damn.
Yeah, but the mom's the only witness. She fled the scene, actually.
The mom?
No, the sister fled the scene.
Okay.
Her. She fled the scene. And the mom calls the police, or she calls the police or something, and there wasn't enough conclusive evidence to prove that it was murder, and the mom testified in her favor, saying that it was an accident, that it was just like a freak accident. Kind of hard to believe now, given what happened.
Uh-huh.
But so that happens, and a few years after that, she has her first child. I think she ended up having four kids, but the first child, dude, she named him Seth after her brother, and the baby is born on the same day as her brother.
Dude, that's some Ouija board shit.
Creepy,
right here.
Dude. Creepy, and she writes three books. She publishes three books, and in one of them, the main female protagonist has a son and names him after somebody who she loved that died, and she's worried that the son is going to grow up to be like the guy that died. So she's like, uses these three novels and frames it as this fictitious narrative and this story that happened, but it's actually what happened in real life. And then another one.
This bitch crazy.
Yeah, she's wild, bro. She's wild. Man, she was a PhD graduate from Harvard.
Damn. What?
She got a PhD from Harvard in neurobiology.
Get the fuck out.
Yes.
So she's smart and
she was Northeastern undergrad, Harvard doctoral student.
Damn.
With a neurobiology PhD. Crazy. And but then, like, people start shitting on her. In the article, they're like, she was the weakest candidate for a doctoral student we've ever seen. But she did have a PhD. And dude, and in the other books, her husband never worked. He was kind of like a bum. He had, you know, odd jobs here and there. And she was actually quoted as saying he was too smart to work. Kind of weird to say. Yeah. But in one of the books, the main protagonist, her husband, is like the character in the book describes her husband as a limp, bed-loving loser.
Damn. She's talking shit through her books.
And he works at Radio Shack, actually, in the book, which is crazy to think about. But, and it doesn't get any less crazy, dude. Right, in 2002, she goes to an IHOP with her son, Seth, the one that she named after her brother that she killed. They run out of, like, what are they called? Like, the little chairs, the high chairs for the babies.
Yeah, high chair.
Yeah. And they give the last one to this other lady, and Amy Bishop becomes enraged. She Karens out, bro. She's like, we were here first. And the manager comes. They leave. Like, she has to leave. She goes and punches the other woman in the face.
Damn.
Not even the one who gave it to her, just the one.
The one who got it. With her child. Like, punches her in the face.
Pull the pizza. Damn.
She over here punching people in the face. Did she win? Who won?
Well, I think she kind of just sneaked.
Yeah. You don't expect that.
She kind of sneaked her, bro, and then just left. And that was while she was at Harvard. Wow. And, like, they were just like, oh, she's under a lot of stress. She's a PhD student. Like, we can't, you know, things happen. Hell, which is wild. It's a violent crime, dude.
Yeah.
And so that happens, and then in 2003, a year later, she starts working at UAH. And 7 years go by, 2010, she applies for tenure, doesn't get it, commits a mass shooting at the department meeting. And the way the article describes it is like she waits till the meeting's almost over. She reaches in her bag. She's sitting next to the head of the department, pulls out the pistol, and puts one right through his head.
Jeez.
Kills him instantly, and then turns the gun on another professor, shoots six people. Now, they interview somebody who was in the meeting that survived, who was like her best work friend. But in the article, she admits, like, yeah, I voted against her receiving tenure. Like, students complained about her. She was very hard to work with. She didn't do any research and publish articles, and UAH is a research-based university. Just a lot of complaints against her. And I wonder why.
Yeah. But, you
know, a lot of complaints against this woman. And so she knew that that other lady didn't, but like, voted against her receiving tenure. They had talked about it. But they had conversations after that about, like, she was like, oh, my professional life is over. And the woman is like, no, it's not. You just got to find your fit. You got to find a place, you know, where you can excel in. The lady, the best friend, dove under the table when the shooting started. She dives under the table. And at this point, six people, you know, are bleeding out. Three of them are dead. And she says that she crawls out from under the table and flings her arms around Amy Bishop's legs and looks up at her and is like, please, you know my children. You know I have a family. Don't shoot me. Please don't kill me. She said she looked her dead in the eyes, raised the gun up, and pulled the trigger, but it jammed.
Damn.
It jammed. And so the lady, like, runs out in the hallway. She follows her and keeps pulling the trigger, but it's just not firing. Like some cold-blooded shit.
That,
man, she hell is, no.
She demon,
went,
dude.
She went to the bathroom, washed off the gun, took her blazer off that had all the blood on it, put it in the trash can, went into the lab downstairs and asked a, like, grad student who was studying in there, hey, can I use your phone real quick? She calls her husband and is like, hey, I'm finished. The meeting's over. And he comes to pick her up, but at that point she got arrested. Like, the police apprehended her, and heartless, bro. Soulless.
Hell no.
She says she's kept on shooting, but the gun.
Yeah, that's an asshole right there.
Just followed her, pulling the trigger.
Look in this bitch's eyes. Where's she at now? I see it.
Prison? She's still in jail, right?
Yeah, she found God.
Good.
But, yeah, right. Did she really?
That's what she said. That's what she says in the article. Because the article's from 2013. This happened in 2010. Look that article up.
If she ever gets parole.
It's on the news.
Because
it's look up The New Yorker. Just keep that and then New Yorker.
I can't believe that happened at UAH too. That's fucking wild.
Wild as shit. And this that's it. That's it. Look at the fucking painting they made of her, dude. Man, she looks like Javier Bardem in No Country for Old Men. Yeah. Like, man. It's insane.
Shoot likes him too, I guess.
That's what really fucking look Anton like Chigurh Depp right there.
From Willie. You remember Chocolate Factory?
Yeah.
Scroll down a little bit, Brandon. I want to find that part. Scroll down. Moriarty is the best friend's name.
Moriarty. Let's go down here.
Yeah, and back down.
Oops. Too far? Keep going.
Yeah.
Damn, when stop.
People screamed, duck for cover. Moriarty dived under the table with gunshots ringing out above her. She flung her arms around Bishop's leg and screamed, Amy, don't do this. Think of my daughter. Think of my grandson.
That's
Bishop bad. Looked down, then turned the gun on Moriarty. Click. Moriarty, in terror, stared at the gun. The weapon had jammed.
Damn.
She crawled past Bishop into the hallway. Bishop followed her, repeatedly squeezing the trigger. That's insanity, dude.
That's ridiculous.
Dude, that's the evil right there that you don't come across.
That's evil, yeah. Evil, man.
But this was, like, huge national news. And in the, like, this was 2013, so, you know, Columbine was 14 years previous.
Mm-hmm.
Sandy Hook happened this same year.
Oh, did
2010.
It?
In 2010, yeah. I don't know if it had already happened, but it happened. Or no, that was like a couple years later. Who gives a fuck? But not like that, sorry. It's not important to what I'm trying to say. Mass shootings weren't like a crazy phenomenon.
Yeah.
They were happening by this point. Man. But it made national news headlines because it's not very often that a woman commits a mass shooting.
Yeah. Is she like one of the only ones?
I mean, wow. I don't know any other
I don't
other
know
ones.
Of any other one. I know women serial killers like poison your drinks because they're weaker.
Yeah, but like a firearm?
Yeah.
Not common.
And I think the biggest lesson we learned about this whole story is don't buy a Ruger.
Yeah, don't do that.
Right. But also you should.
I don't purchase firearms, dude.
So with the tenor is becoming a teacher, right?
Huh?
The tenure is wanting to be a teacher. Right?
Tenure is like it kind of secures your position. She was already a professor, but
shit,
when you apply for tenure, you get like a retirement plan. It's kind of like
hard,
oh,
it's hard to fire you.
Yeah, you have kind of like impossible. A permanent spot.
Yeah.
Wow. So
she's teaching.
Crazy. I mean, if she wasn't that crazy and somebody else came in there, we would be covered. I would want to be in her class, but for this situation, no. That's fucked up. Damn.
It's a good take.
I can't believe this.
I want. Dude.
That hurts.
She was so. It sounds like she was aiming for people.
Yeah. No, she was. It was solely just for revenge.
That's messed up. Because
she was pissed.
So do you think she would have killed more if the gun didn't jam? Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I mean, she tried to kill the lady.
Besides, but she was after her because she knew she didn't vote for.
Well, everybody else is just under the table or screaming. Like,
yeah.
She was standing in the doorway. Nobody could get past her.
Damn.
And the lady jumped out from underneath the table. And grabbed her legs and was like, please don't shoot me. And she was like,
wow.
Damn.
Yeah. How could you do that, man?
It's insane, man. Dude, I was reading this and I just could not fucking believe it, dude. Because I've been in Shelby. Like, and I'd heard people talk about it. But I didn't know how deep this fucking went, dude.
I had no. I never even heard anybody talk about it.
Me neither.
Punching
man.
The lady at IHOP.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Killing her brother. Son being born on the same day. It's weird, man.
I wonder what her kids.
That's gonna
think.
Be a big
she
ass
has
movie.
Four kids.
She has four of them. So you got you got to monitor those kids because if they have any kind of crazy that she has, it can get sexy. It can get weird.
Yeah, it can.
But
it
my can. Question. What?
I agree.
Okay.
Sexy is. I mean, crazy is sexy, but not too. You don't want to get too crazy killing people.
You don't have a mass shooter sexy.
No.
Yeah. Freaking,
no.
Whatever.
You can't deal with that. She might kill you. She's gonna not might. She will kill you.
Oh yeah. She doesn't kill like most women. She went with a gun.
Cold fucking
like,
blood.
Violent, bloody, violent. Messy, just outright cold-hearted shit.
And had somebody begging her to kill her, and still said. Nah, bitch.
You
should have voted
go.
For me to get tenure.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Wild, bro.
You
that's
know my kids.
Shit.
She's like, your tenure ends here, dude.
that's
insane. But the people I was around that I talked to when I first read this, they were like, oh, well, maybe she did accidentally kill her brother, and then that's what changed her. I don't think so, man.
No.
Like, she... It was real sketch.
Go back to her pictures of her.
Yeah. You can tell by looking at
Yeah, these her. Eyes.
Let's scream. Look at her eyes. Let's go back, y'all. Come on.
I mean, she was having...
Hold on. Let me search.
She was a little crazy, bro.
Okay, I'm going to have to get over here to the rugger. Amy. Her name was Amy Bishop.
Hate guns, man.
Yeah.
Is this like...
Okay, here go here
to her
and
her husband. Go to her and her husband.
Her and her husband.
Or whoever that guy. That.
I think that's her husband. He looked crazy as damn.
That's the guy that works at Radio Shack, I think.
Damn.
He makes me angry to look at.
Like Forrest Gump, isn't he?
Scroll down.
Let's see.
Well, he's alive. That's actually, I think that's something that they invented that they were like trying to sell. What they're holding. Oh, my God. Wait, what is that?
Please
is that from the TV show?
Oh, God.
They made it. Yeah. I mean, it makes sense.
That's a terrible wig.
That's an awesome. I don't. Bad.
That's bad.
That's bad all around.
Yeah.
There's nothing great about
the lining.
Oh, now that. But, dude, look at that. That's crazy.
Look at her. Click on that picture where they're putting her in the car. Right above right that in? One that you got. Or right any in. Of them.
Damn. Ooh. Yep. That's crazy. That's
Dora when she got arrested.
Right there.
Ooh. Or in
Mom
court.
From Malcolm in the Middle.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so many things she looks like in this picture.
Dude. A demon.
Yeah. That's a demon. If you can kill people like that.
See, you just need to put these people down because you can't let... If there's no way she can go out back to society.
I don't... You can't recover from that one, man. Yeah, you killed... Well, I mean, you killed three people then. You killed somebody years before that.
Yeah.
You punched a lady in an IHOP. You have a history of violent and sporadic outbursts. Like, you're a danger to society.
Yeah, she killed her brother on purpose. She killed her brother.
Oh, of course.
That didn't change her.
Point blank shoot somebody with a shotgun.
No. When they're telling you, stop playing with that, don't point it at somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like, they just didn't have any witnesses. I mean, the mom was there and was like, it was an accident.
But the mom wants to believe it's an accident.
Oh, dude.
You know, nothing more than the mom
in the
wants.
Article, she was still like, she just snapped.
Hell is this?
That's what she said?
Yeah. I think that was after she had, you know, shot up the meeting.
It's a year before. You could tell she's crazy in this picture, too. That's the winter 2009.
Man, it's crazy.
I mean, that wearing that haircut should get you nine to life.
You should be scared.
You should be able to fucking just pull that off.
Yeah, you see that?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
man,
shit.
Man, crazy shit.
Yeah. So what else happened?
Man, well, well I mean, on 4th of July, I went to work and came home, and then I don't know how this happened, but my key fell out of my pocket, and I got locked out of my house. And my mom was gone. My uncle was gone. Oh, nobody was there. So for like 2 to 3 hours, I'm literally outside with a credit card just clawing at the door, trying so hard. And then like people on the phone like, Brandon, man, like first somebody like get a locksmith. Then somebody like go to your neighbor. But me, you know, which this made me feel better about myself because I realized I'm like a warrior, man. I'm not going to give up and try to get somebody else. No, I kept doing it until my phone literally was overheated. Like I said, I need to get somewhere cooler. And there was nowhere else to be cooler. And I was literally like my neighbor. So my dad called my neighbor, and then he came over and literally saw me. Like, you literally see me laying there just trying to claw slowly.
You're on the ground?
Yeah, it's literally sitting on the ground trying to get into this door with this credit card. And then he was like, damn, how long? Man, I've never seen you sweat like that before, Brandon.
That's
and you
a
know
lie.
I sweat. But, dude, I was sweating so horrible. I was hot. And he's like, we're going to have to get you a doorknob or something, man. This ain't gonna work. And because he tried it, so then
doorknob.
Yeah,
what
you know
the
you know the doorknob.
Does it wait? How are you locked out of the house if it doesn't have a doorknob?
No. So what I'm saying is the doorknob's locked, so I can't open it. I'm trying to pick it with a what's that thing?
Did it have a deadbolt too?
Why would he need to get you a doorknob?
No, because we couldn't get in this house. There was no way because nobody was there.
Can we backtrack this a little bit? Why was your phone hot?
Because I was like, I had it, because it was hot outside. It was like almost 100 degrees, I feel like.
It's 9 years old.
Oh, yeah. So you didn't have a porch. You don't have a porch or a cover.
No, I got an XR, like that old one.
Huh?
I got the iPhone XR.
Oh, no, I'm saying you don't have a cover to your porch.
Oh, yeah, I did. I eventually put it over there, but I was trying to talk and get it. I was like, yo, what should I do?
He was calling a lot of people outside.
And then, people kept sending me a bunch of things. So then we went to Home Depot and got a new door, and we just got a hammer and just, boom, we broke that bitch off. And it came off very easily, so this was good that we did this.
You didn't just wait for somebody else with the key?
No, no, because dude, I would have had to wait like a couple of days because they weren't like my, oh, when I called my mom, she's like, "Oh, you on your own, son." Hung up.
Damn.
And dude. Shit. So I'm just like, dude, I literally got stabbed in the bushes trying to break in my window. I couldn't because they're all locked. So I was like, fuck.
Every window was locked?
Yes. Every window was locked. So I was just stuck out there heated in my work clothes. And then eventually we busted the doorknob and we got a new one.
I'm sure Jake has a lock picking kit somewhere.
Without a doubt.
You know how much definitely it costs, though, to get your door unlocked from a locksmith? Almost $200.
But it sounds like your house was, first of all, extremely easy to break into.
Oh, yeah, not anymore because we replaced that door, but because it was.
The whole door?
No, not the door, the doorknob.
Do you guys got a deadbolt?
Deadbolt. What's that?
The top lock, the big lock.
Oh, yeah, we have the big one. Thankfully, that one was unlocked. We don't lock that because he had to have another key for that one.
Man, you should just go to a minute key at a Walmart and make just a lot of copies.
Oh, I did. I did. I actually made two. Hold on, let me show you. What? Let me show you. I'm very excited about this one. Look, I made the Star Wars one. Ooh. Then I got the Deadpool one, too.
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't show out on
it. Oh, yeah. Shit.
Hell yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Then I gave my mom her key. She wasn't happy about that. She was like, oh, I want the one that blink with the lights on. I'm sorry. You didn't tell me. She wanted one that flashlights.
I thought I heard
lights.
You say something very different.
No, not there's one that you press. It's like a flashlight that they had. Oh, you didn't tell me about that flash. There's a flashlight key that if you press the button, the light comes on.
She was like, I thought you were talking about like a key fob for a car that unlocks your door.
No, I wish, man. My car can't do that. I gotta lock them all individually. Press them all down, pull them all up. Plus, my back trunk don't even lock. I shouldn't be saying this out here. But yeah.
And people are gonna know which car is brand new. By the stickers.
Dude, somebody broke in at the VBC already once. They found it out. I had some shoes. I was finna sell this small Patrick Star shoes, a size 5 or 6. I found at the thrift store. Uh-huh. And when I was trying to sell it, man, I was doing security for this show called this band called Ghost, which people say it was kind of like a devil type thing. I don't know, man. They said it was something like that. And, dude, it was crazy as fuck. There was people outside. There was this girl that acting like she was possessed on the ground, roaring while the police
were
trying.
She was having an overdose.
Yeah, probably.
She was not possessed.
And I was just watching like, damn, people are acting crazy. And then I go to my car and they stole my shit. So I couldn't sell it. And then they stole my scale, too. I had a kitchen scale in there, man.
For
the stuff I sell on eBay. Sell figures.
What?
Like toys.
To like weigh it to ship.
Yeah. Oh. Like, yeah, that's one
man,
way to
Brandon,
use it.
Brandon, you are like the definition of self-incrimination.
Yeah. Right? Brandon would admit to a crime he didn't do.
Yeah, man.
Without a doubt.
Just sitting there, did you? No, man, I don't remember. I don't think so. Damn, did
he
I?
He can have video evidence he wasn't there. He was still.
Maybe I was in the peripheral view.
He calls the cops. He's like, there's a girl getting possessed. They stole my Patrick Star shoes and my scale that I use to weigh the stuff I sell on eBay.
Oh, yeah, I told
it's
them, too.
It's a bad
too.
Day, dude.
I did. I called up. I was like, yo, they stole my shoes and stuff, man, my scale. So what we gonna? And they're like, man, I'm sorry. They didn't do nothing.
Of course, they're not.
I know they can't do nothing. She just said, lock your door next time. It was just the back trunk. They must have crawled through there. It's a lot of stuff in my trunk, so I applaud them for that.
At least they had tenacity to get through. Dude.
Man, they probably got high in my car and all that shit. Cause they were getting high too.
You think they jerked off in there?
If they did,
without a doubt,
that's all right.
Without a doubt.
Oh my gosh. I don't know if he wants me to say his name, but there's a comedian who has the funniest story he told me about when he was in college. A homeless man broke in his truck and jerked off in there. And that was like over 10 years ago. And still to this day, if it gets hot enough, you can smell it.
Damn, man.
He's like, and he's like, he had to explain to his wife after they got married. She's like, were you doing something in here? Did you masturbate in your truck?
Are you serious?
Yeah,
that
and
bad?
He was like, no, I was this homeless guy from when I was in college.
It's that fucking, that's some stank.
Yeah, that's horrible.
I mean, he might
that's
have
sad.
Went multiple rounds with himself in there. And just
that's sad.
Embedded it.
Ooh, ass cheeks just on the fucking leather or the cloth. You know it. Didn't
he
wipe his ass.
He probably didn't even
time.
Shave,
I don't
too.
Think, at that point, it doesn't matter if it's leather or cloth, bro. Damn. Your car has been molested.
That's sad.
All right, well, that's all for us today.
Yeah. That's
we
good
learned
idea.
A lot. I'm happy.
Yeah, we gave AJ a great intro. Dude.
Yeah.
Murder, jerking off.
Yeah. How to get into your house. Yeah, man.
Yep.
If you have a hammer or a brick, you can get into your house anytime. I'm just saying, man. I'm sorry. You break it down.
Or a key, man.
I wanted to kick it in, but you can't. They brand don't right. kick the door.
All right, we got AJ O'Leary coming up after this.
This week's featured comedian.
You know what I've never seen anyone in a ski mask do? Ski. Even if I saw someone skiing in a ski mask, I'd be like, you're gonna rob someone later. Tell me you're gonna steal those skis at least. My own peace of mind. The next question I have for y'all. Y'all know who Peter Dinklage is, right? Game of Thrones actor. Sure. If you're not familiar, Peter Dinklage, very famous actor. He's 4'5" tall, all right? Name is Peter Dinklage, 4'5". Do y'all think Peter Dinklage changed his name to sound more like a midget? Right? Like his name was Peter Longfellow.
So we gotta introduce.
We do have to introduce. Today we have a very special guest. Dude, we're on a fucking streak of having out-of-towners, dude. Now, this guy is somebody we've been trying to get on the podcast for a while.
Months.
He kept ducking the smoke.
Ducking a lot.
But he's here now, dude. He's fucking here. He's the host of The Funny Business Comedy Showcase at Kerrigan's in Birmingham. He also does The Gray Bar on Tuesday nights and open mic with Cole Knowles, who will be on the podcast next week, or we'll shoot him, dude.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see.
He's coming on, dude. He's a writer. He's a comic. He's a fucking hell of a guy. I love him. He's gay. It's AJ O'Leary.
Hell yeah. AJ. Hey, thank you for coming on, brother.
Oh, thanks for having me, dude. Not gay, if you're watching Mom and Dad. Not gay.
Up for interpretation.
We like to fuck around. We gave JJ a little one too many screwdrivers, so I want to keep feeding him.
Oh, yeah, I love dude. It. I love it.
Just for you.
I'm like a fucking handyman. I got so many screwdrivers.
Yeah, we screwed them good, man. We screwed them up.
Well, you know, you could have said it a different way, Brad. We didn't have to say we screwed them.
Please don't say that. My grandma will kick me out of the house. Don't give her another reason, man.
Hey, so how you? Well, you're from Birmingham, right? You're a Birmingham comic?
Yeah, I mean, I live there now. I'm from North Carolina, but yeah, I've lived in Birmingham.
North Kakalaki, huh?
Yeah, man. Yeah, near Asheville.
When'd you move to Birmingham?
In 2.5 years ago.
Oh shit! So you're new?
Damn. Yeah.
Oh shit! I didn't know that. I thought you were just born and raised there.
No, I have family in Birmingham. I have some cousins, but I'm a newbie.
Hell yeah!
Wait a minute, dude.
What?
Wait a minute, bro.
What happened?
Birmingham Southern, dude. Is that not where you went to college?
I went to UNC Chapel Hill.
So that joke I've been saying for the past 2 months doesn't make any sense at all?
Well, I'm a journalist, and I wrote about them closing. So I was like, he read the story. It's getting around. All right.
You know, no, I've never read anything you wrote. But damn. I thought you went to Birmingham Southern this entire time. Actually, I have read some things you wrote, and I'm tired of this shit because we got to call him out.
Come on.
For what he wrote, dude. First of all, AJ O'Leary, you've heard it here on the Clown College Comedy Podcast first. He's anti-Central and South American immigrant. He's also pro-child labor, and I have the evidence to prove it, dude.
Oh, boy.
May 21st, 2009, article from the Blue Ridge Now titled, Immaculata Student is Principal for a Day. Mm. A fifth grader. They made him principal of the entire educational institution for an entire day, dude.
Solid. Damn.
Okay. And AJ O'Leary, 11-year-old AJ O'Leary, was quoted as saying, I think it's kind of cool.
Wow, man.
He thinks child labor is kind of cool.
Damn shame.
Is that what you're into?
What do you have to say about that?
That is what they would have asked a fifth grader about. I didn't know I was principal for a day. Wow, this is a real walk
down
memory lane.
You weren't shit, dude. They just asked you.
Yeah. Oh, dang.
You're a classmate. Hunter something.
Hunter Bickford.
Yeah, he was principal for a day.
Wow, okay.
And AJ O'Leary, 11-year-old version, was quoted as saying, I think it's kind of cool. And that's all you said.
But not like very cool.
It's kind of. It's a little bit. It's kind of.
Just a little cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes they need to work with kids.
True. Yeah.
For the betterment of us.
You know what? I will actually go on the record of saying I am for child labor because my parents ran an old-timey general store and we started working. They had us like
Bubba
behind
O'Leary's.
The counter. That's it. When we were like 9 and 10. So. Yeah. My parents used us for child labor.
It worked out. Did you get paid for it or allowance or what?
Yeah, we got paid for it.
You got paid for it?
Yeah.
Under minimum wage, though, right?
I think it was minimum wage. I think
you really got minimum wage?
Yeah, I was getting
what is
minimum,
the minimum wage
when
wage,
I was like 10.
In Chimney Rock, North Carolina.
it might have been $7 at the time. Something.
That's pretty decent.
Oh, man, that's not bad.
That's pretty. That's what Brandon gets paid now.
Oh, yeah. And I was in child labor, too. I started at 14. I know that if that makes you happy.
Much more comfortable now.
Yeah, it's more acceptable now. Yeah, it was good. I was in middle school. I only got.
Dang. There you go.
It's only acceptable if you work for Temu, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I do it.
That's true. So what was your household like growing up?
Two older sisters and we, my parents ran an old timey general store, Bubba O'Leary's General Store, as you know, mm-hmm. from your research,
mm-hmm.
Catholic school.
There we go.
Small town.
Andersonville High and Immaculata Catholic School.
That's right.
You, population of 140 in Chimney Rock, and that's only 14 people of color. That's a 10% ratio. It's not very good. Not very good.
There's only 14 people?
140.
Yeah. 140 people? 140. Jeez. Oh, that's
with 14
small.
People
tiny,
of color, dude.
Tiny. I didn't know that stat either. I knew it was like around 100 people.
We got the info, man.
Dang. Wow.
Yeah.
You learned something
how
new.
How big was your graduating class in? Like 20?
Well, so I went to school in like 30 minutes away in Hendersonville. Uh-huh. So it was you know, 180 people.
Oh, okay.
Decent.
Yeah.
So a decent size. Regular,
yeah.
Regular size.
It was just like a normal small high school. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, okay,
Bearcats,
okay.
Man. Yeah.
Bearcat. Yeah. Oh, you have a joke about that.
I do have a joke about that.
Notice how these guys didn't remember.
I know a joke I like. The foodies. See?
Oh, I forgot about it. Yeah.
Jesus.
Dang, you guys know
the jokes
my
I like. He's like,
whole
I
act. I did stop telling that one.
Yeah,
but,
I like it
know.
Though.
Oh, thanks, wait, man.
I love how it divides the room, man.
Yeah.
Which is always the goal.
Yeah. It's always the goal because it's such a, you know, it's silly. But people are like, oh, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
No, I'm like, just calling people fat.
Yeah. And I'm like, put your burrito down, you know?
Thank you, man.
We had enchiladas today.
Oh, yeah.
Put from your burrito down and cut it up like a man.
Oh, okay.
Put your burrito down and pour sauce on it.
I like that, man. Pour that sauce on it.
So, AJ, you worked on an Alaskan tour bus.
Yes.
Summer of 2018. How was that like?
A tour boat. The buses of the water,
that's
some
what I
say.
Meant. That's what I meant.
Yeah. That's what's written in the notes. He has
it's
a hard time
boat.
With words. But.
Sometimes, you know, words get ahead of me.
I hear you.
What was that like? Were you the tour guide?
Yeah, so I was there for a summer. I was 20, and we would go out, and it was like being a waiter on a boat. Basically, we would make chicken wraps every day with chicken that smelled like farts.
And that's then, the best guy.
Yeah, no. I'll say.
Oh, no.
And then we would pass some. It'd be like a 6-hour. We would like get there and clean the boat, and then it would be like a 6-hour tour. And then people would like get seasick and puke everywhere, and we had to clean it up and like serve food, and someone's always upset. And then, but then we would get to a glacier, and people would like freak out and be taking pictures, and we'd see like an orca or something. And we'd
that's
go
badass.
And we'd go back, and I would, you know, get blackout drunk around a campfire with my coworkers.
Man, that's pretty sick.
Yeah, that sounds like a dream.
It was like maybe the greatest 3 months ever.
It
I'll
sounds
take a
like
controversial
it.
Stance, would, though, dude.
Oh it was fun.
What's, that?
What's so great about Alaska, man? It's like, oh, there's a glacier.
The glaciers?
There's somebody committing suicide.
At
they
least
have the highest
today.
Suicide rate in the U.S., dude.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
You know what's shocking? I didn't witness any suicides there.
That's crazy. Mm.
Damn.
Pretty
is
unbelievable.
Is it fake news, then? It's that fucking liberal media news that's trying to pass this shit around.
Fake news.
It's
don't
a very
know.
Unpopulated state with a large amount of land, dude. So, you know. If somebody kills herself in the woods,
sounds like home.
It's true. Yeah. Did anyone hear the tree falling? You know. Exactly. Anyways.
Did you have to fight off some polar bears and shit?
You know what? I got up pretty. We saw some black bears like up pretty close, like 30 feet away.
Oh,
and we
shit.
Were like, we were like yelling to like try and scare them off, and then they ran away. So it was kind of not that exciting of a story, but they were close.
But you ain't scared of bears. You're like, fuck them.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't look scared. I thought I played it pretty cool, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what'd you say?
Yeah, I flicked it off.
Oh, my gosh, man.
I think a park ranger had said, like, just yell, hey, bear. So we were just yelling, like, hey, bear.
It's very friendly, I feel like.
That's true. Yeah, it's kind of a mixed message,
hey, bear.
You know?
Yeah. What you doing, man? Yeah,
they don't know words.
They don't know words.
All right, dude, I want to talk about this, man.
What do you want to talk
Your
about?
Your anti-immigration.
Oh,
South and Central.
He's coming in hot, dude.
Wow. Yeah, I just want to get down to it. You actually referred to these South and Central American immigrants as pests in a 2019 article from Mountain Express, dude. The nine-banded armadillo is invading Western North Carolina, man.
Damn, man.
How do you feel about those armadillos?
How has the problem progressed?
Pretty cool.
What's the state of the issue right now?
Well, you know, speaking of, you know, we were talking about getting paid under the table earlier. Yeah, dude, it's weird. Armadillos are in North Carolina, and they're there to stay.
I don't think that's that weird, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're here?
Yeah. They're just all dead. I've never seen a living one.
They're here to stay.
I read your article. I read the entire article on the nine banded armadillos. I have some thoughts about what you said about climate change. But besides from that, salamander biodiversity is not limited to the East Appalachian region, okay? Alabama is the number one biodiverse state in the United States
Ooh,
of America.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Now, in terms of salamanders, Georgia actually has the most species with 32.
Whoa. Mm.
Yeah, dude.
Dang, dude. You put on the glasses and you're like a different person.
Yeah, dude. It's a mask. It's a mask. Same. I hate myself. But... Yeah, we can talk about something normal now.
Hold on. Armadillos.
Sorry, I didn't give you much with the armadillo thing, but I didn't really know what to give.
That's why I just wanted to say that you were anti-immigrant.
He was so geeked up about this armadillo.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
He's been juiced up about it.
But I do have some puns that you wrote in the article.
Oh, boy.
For armadillos. What the shell?
It's not in there.
Yes, it is. Pull it up, Brandon. It's in the notes.
Hold on.
It's under. It's like when the article first starts, you have an image of a nine-banded armadillo, and the caption is, "What the shell?" in all caps. I swear it is, dude.
That's pretty great, actually.
I swear it is.
I'm glad that's in there.
And then you doubled down on the shell pun
There's
later.
So many sources, not in MLA format.
Dude, our editor, our research guy did not go to college.
Man, you did not need to see my paperwork, man. You're going to get on me. MLA. See, I can
be a lot of police
MLA,
reports,
man.
Brent.
MLA.
Yeah.
My ass.
This man just copy and pasted a hyperlink.
Yeah.
Just letting y'all know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I ain't gonna lie.
There it is. Hey, look, what does it say right under the picture?
Armadillo.
What the shell? What the shell?
That's incredible.
Armadillos roll into Western North
Carolina. You're like a legit author, dude.
Yeah, I didn't even get paid for this article. I was an unpaid intern at the time.
Sons of bitches.
Flexible
Began their expansion throughout the U.S. in the early 1800s. How about that?
Mm. Rings a bell. Rings a
How
very familiar bell.
Hell yeah, man.
And then look, you double down on the shell pun. Shell shocks.
Ooh.
Like Call back, first of all. Stand-up comedy masterclass right there.
Oh, man. I read this whole article on stage one time.
Did you for real?
I can see.
Gosh, dude, it definitely took me longer than 5 minutes to get through this piece of shit, dude.
Jesus.
I'm sorry, AJ. It was very good. I actually really liked it. I do have some feelings about what you said about climate change and the salamanders, dude.
What
like
the fuck
it.
Are you
I
guys
like
keep on talking about? It's our
armadillos are in there, dude. It's
kind of a salamander or some shit.
No.
I mean, I don't get why you guys keep on talking about armadillos
kind
and salamanders.
Because they're both animals.
I guess I talked about it in the article. It's I don't
in
actually
there.
Even
it's
know.
In there. You consulted an expert, Reynolds, I believe. I don't remember his first name or her.
Let's see. Let's keep going down. Marching on. Ooh.
Updated.
I also like how you put it's getting hot in here. Somebody's gonna be like, "What you mean it's getting hot?"
Although
in
climate change could
the
affect
puns
the distribution
are
of many species.
I love your puns, man.
Oh, thank you.
Ooh, I see it. The salamander's right there.
Yep.
Look at that. Of South
Southern
Appa,
Appalachia.
Appalachia.
Oh. Go.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, go, JJ.
Dude, what are you talking? I'm in my scholarly mindset right now, dude.
What is that? Appalachia. Oh, man.
No. What is it? Say it.
Southern Appa. Okay, mm-hmm. One group, or one such group, is the various salamanders of southern Appalachia, a southern region Reynolds calls the global hotspot for salamander biodiversity.
Yeah, hey, cheers, baby, come here.
Thank you, man, let's cheers.
Cheers, let's cheers to that.
Cheers to biodiversity.
Cheers to biodiversity. Bio.
You know, I don't fuck with hawks, if that helps.
Huh?
Yeah. I don't fuck with hawks. Like, how he doesn't fuck with armadillos? I don't fuck with hawks. So
you don't like armadillos, man?
I don't dislike armadillos. I don't care about them. I have never
AJ
had a thought about
AJ has some very strong feelings about them.
That one time. I see them on the side of the road. I just think, oh, damn, they can die even though they got the shield around them.
Yeah. It's crazy. They can jump.
What were we talking about?
Hey, we didn't just cut because one of the cameras went out.
No.
We would never do that.
And it totally isn't propped up on a trash can either. That never happened. And if you said it did, we'll kill you.
Nah, this is the best fucking studio you've ever been in, right?
The best.
The only.
The best.
Really the only studio. Yeah.
And I've been on local news.
Oh, bring up the imagery.
Yes, let's show that image. I really liked personally, man. Because, dude, that set of hair you had on there really.
What were you talking about?
I mean, you'll see.
Oh, who
look
even
at how
knows?
Perfect. Look right there. So perfect.
Zoom look at that.
Zoom in on that. No, enhance.
Okay, enhance. Where's the enhance?
Zoom over there.
I got
the left.
You. There we go. We got okay, it. We got it cooking.
Yeah,
cooking
with
that. Holy shit.
Look at that. I told you.
I look. I'm
you
the
look
guy.
Studious, dude.
Man. Yeah, I'm the guy on the right.
You want to
yeah.
Wait.
Uh-oh. Interest rates.
You going to be Brandon and believe you.
I almost did.
What's happening in the top right corner?
I was. That's when Be Real was a bit. I did a Be Real on stage. Pretty cool.
Oh, that is cool.
Hell yeah, that's cool as fuck.
That makes a lot more sense now.
What's a Be Real?
Well, first of all, you're 45 years old. We'll explain this one. Be Real was a social media app that was popular for a couple months. Probably longer than that. But it was like, it went off at the same time for everybody. So if you had the Be Real app, it was like, it's time to be real. And I know that because all my coworkers at Topgolf used to go like, guys, it's time to be real. And it was the worst. And you would get a notification. You would go on and you'd take a picture of exactly where you were with the forward-facing camera and the outward-facing camera. And that it's just supposed to be like a real social media. People totally didn't wait till they were somewhere cooler than they actually were.
Okay. Were you at like a AA meeting here or what's going on? Yeah. What's happening
Not
here?
Not even a comedy show.
You just outed all these people. I see Jonathan Silver on the left.
Oh, shit. I see him too. What's
oh,
up?
Shit.
It's just not Jonathan Silver.
Another bald black dude with a beard. Yeah.
Love that man.
I thought it was him for a second when he said.
Dude, Jake's there like somewhere. Choose any of the women. It's him.
Right, dude.
Hell yeah. So what was it like being on the news? Like, how many times did you do this?
I do it. They bring me on once a month.
Oh, you still go? Oh,
yeah. The newspaper I work at, we have kind of an agreement. They bring us on to talk about articles. So
cool. What's the last article you talked about?
It's very exciting.
Or the
stuff.
Best one. Whatever one. Whichever.
Your favorite.
They all kind of are not interesting, but the last one was just about like less lawsuits go to trial today than in the past.
You ever try to crack a joke on the news?
Yeah, that's good. Actually, I'm going through a lawsuit right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, dang. What?
Accidentally kill somebody. Oh, man. Vehicular manslaughter is what they're calling it. But
got out
bullshit.
Of the criminal charges. That settlement will get you, though.
He forgot to read me the Miranda rights, so. Yeah. Got off.
Did his shoes fly off?
His shoes did fly off.
What type of shoes?
When you hit somebody at a very fast speed, the shoes fly off every time.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's
well, three times it's happened.
Nobody it's ties them right there.
People say I should stop drinking.
Nah, bitches. Man.
I feel like that could have been a separate issue. You ever crack a joke on the news, AJ?
Mm-mm.
No.
Never?
I wish I had. Damn. No, I can't. I want to.
Look at that stance, though. That's a serious stance.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's sitting.
I have one time the guy we were making, he was trying to banter before going live, and well, we don't go live, but before taping, and he just like asked me what my rent was. I just see this guy once a month, and he was like, "What are you paying rent?" I was like, I don't know, fuck? What's your mortgage, dude? What are...
That's an odd thing to ask what just to talk about.
Yeah. That is weird.
How much did you pay for that hair replacement in Turkey, obviously, as you can see?
That's a strong part. It's a strong part.
I don't think it's a purposeful part. I think it's mandatory with his cut.
Is this the guy that you go in there with every day?
Pretty much,
Every month?
Pretty much, yeah.
What's his name?
Mike Dubberly.
Mike Dubberly.
Yeah.
I'm be looking for him.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoa.
Whenever I find him, I'm going to be like, hey, what are you paying in rent?
Please. He didn't tell me, so I'm glad I didn't tell him, you know?
Dude, you hate when people do that. They ask you. Like, we were at Moody Monday singing karaoke, right? We're outside. This guy comes up. It's a group of, we don't know him. And he's like, hey, what do you guys all do? And he starts pointing at people, and I'm fucked up because it's like one person's a scientist for real. The next person is an engineer. And they're like, what do you do? I'm like, well, I go to school. And they're like, aren't you like 40? I was like, yeah. Yeah, but I still like go to school. And I just had to say that. And he never told us what he fucking did.
Damn.
He went around the room and made everybody say what they did, and then he didn't fucking say anything.
He's just trying to get ideas.
Rude. True.
Yeah.
And first of all, Dom, Alcoholics Anonymous is not school. That's more of a social club.
True.
It's an extracurricular, actually.
More of a social club, yeah. Good way to meet women.
Yeah. It is, actually. You know, they're probably loose. If they're there.
Well, if they're going through withdrawals, they're probably not the most pleasant people to be around.
But they're trying to find something to fill the void. And that void could be your dick.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
It'd be the thing.
That's a good Twitter bio.
Yeah.
Brandon, don't you have some questions?
Yes, I do. I have a question. I see here. Let me pull this up, man. I'm glad that you came here today. That you used to play guard for your Hendersonville JV basketball team, right?
Yes, I did.
So you can play ball?
Kind of, yeah.
Kind of? Okay, well, you want to be on my team? When I play them, man, I'm trying to build a team.
It's gonna be you and Brandon versus me and JJ.
Yeah, I would love to.
Thank you.
If we're playing other comedians, I can play basketball.
Oh, dude. See, I mean, yeah, we'll be all right. So, you're the guard.
We could get a 5-on-5 game and record it for the Clown College.
Yeah, but you know, 5-on-5 that means full court.
Three.
You have time to train. You need to, man. This is an intervention.
Yeah, but that's what I want, man. Because what kind of shots do you do?
I mean, I'm no.
What?
No.
A little bit?
Mid-range, turnaround, jump shot, fade away.
If you're taking it to the rack,
I wanted to take it to the rack. I got kind of good at finishing around the rim, but I'm really slow, so it just doesn't make sense. It's like if I'm already there, I can kind of, you know, do it.
Yeah.
But I can't really get there.
You don't have the first step, quick first step.
No, not at all.
How do you get there then?
I never did get there.
What was your signature move? Like, what was your move?
You know what? When I was a junior, I played one season of varsity. I scored one basket. It was senior night, and they put me in the last, 5 minutes.
Hell yeah.
And I did, a left-hand layup Euro step, scored.
Oh, damn.
Crowd went crazy.
Hell yeah.
And then with the Euro, old James Harden over here.
My parents still tell that story at the dinner table sometimes.
It's all they have.
it's all they have.
It's going to be good, though, because I was in JV too, man, but back in the day, this is when I was trash, ass, and fat, and very small.
Oh, damn.
Like, it was horrible. Dude, they used to smack it out of my hand and shit. My family would be there. I remember me and my friend, we were playing. He started crying. I was trying to cheer him up. Dude.
Wait, why was he crying?
Dude, because we were playing so bad. That's why. Like, our whole family was there.
He wasn't used to it by then?
Dude, it was horrible. We only had one dude. And he would run up and do those weird-ass tricks and do that little close to dunking, but he couldn't dunk thing.
Okay.
But yeah.
It's called a layup.
Yeah, but now. Yeah, the layup. But now I can do it. So me and you, we're going to go in the paint. We're going to have to find a three-point shooter, though.
Yeah.
We're going to have to find a three-point
Matthew guy. Lumbra.
Matthew Lumbra.
So Lumbra's on y'all team.
If you can shoot a three-point.
So it's me, JJ, and Sci-Fi then.
Okay. Oh, fuck. Dude.
Okay.
Versus you, AJ O'Leary.
And Lumbra.
And Lumbra.
Yes, that's fair.
We'll see how it goes. Can you guys play?
No, I'm terrible. But okay. I'm big enough to get rebounds and shit.
Yeah, see.
I'll just push you. I will foul you.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
So you will get fouled.
All right.
And we won't be calling it.
That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. Yeah,
street ball, man. Yeah. Old-fashioned street ball.
Street ball.
Yeah,
anything
man.
Anything goes.
Yeah. Hey, man, so, I'm from Chimney Rock.
Ooh, see?
Gay. Tell them what's up.
Yeah, gang.
CR, baby.
If
the 828.
It gets up like a chimney, pass him the rock, dude. I didn't like it before I said it, dude. But I still did, dude.
So,
that's called perseverance. What you want in a basketball player.
That's right.
So if the Birmingham team had a basketball team,
ooh,
who would be Dennis Rodman and why is it Jeremiah Cotton?
Should you tell AJ what you call him, dude?
Wait, talking about slave face? AJ, he does have a very slave face. We'll put a picture of him up right here. Please, Alex, will you put a picture of him? And we'll have it right here. As you can tell, what I'm saying is how the temples protrude, right?
Sunken cheekbones, temples protrude.
Exactly.
It's phrenology.
And it's giving, you know what I'm saying, like... He lives outside. Maybe he has short capri pants on that are weathered at the bottom.
His name isn't helping.
And his name is Jeremiah Cotton. He's a funny dude. I love Jeremiah. But he does have a slave face, and I won't stand here and not say it.
And I won't stand here and not say it.
Damn.
You're not standing. And you definitely said it.
I love it. Damn, man.
Who else you got? Who's the Michael Jordan?
Who's the starting five of the Birmingham
of
team?
Birmingham.
And if you say Kenny's in there, dude.
No.
No way. Doughboy.
Well,
damn, man.
Kenny knows who
As
he is.
As Scott Eason called him, melted ice cube.
Damn, man.
Cole played high school basketball.
Okay. All right, ooh, so we're losing.
I can see Cole.
And then this guy, Miles Bryson. I don't know if you guys have met him. I don't even know if he played basketball, but he just is like probably six, maybe close to 6'3" and like an athlete. He's probably in there.
Black or white?
Black.
Okay. And he gets it.
Who else? I'll put myself in there just cause.
Yeah. You got to. You're point guard, right?
Exactly.
Point guard. Yeah. Yeah.
John Stockton on him.
That's right. Dude.
White chocolate?
No. John Stockton.
John Stockton.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I don't have white chocolate in me, unfortunately. Who else? I don't even know who else it could be. Apparently, Chris Ivey played high school basketball.
That's the tall ass dude, right?
No. How can I? He's the most immaculate man in comedy.
Yeah,
Chris Ivey.
No, I know. Oh yeah, yeah. He was at Chattanooga, right?
I don't think so.
He's like he.
You sure?
I don't know. He was there at the Stardom while you were there the first time.
Yeah, that's the same dude. He was hosting the mic at JJ's.
No, that was Stephen Henry.
Oh, never mind. I have to say it.
Anyways.
And then our fifth person is, I have no idea, Keenan Worthington.
Oh, shit.
Just because he's over 6 foot.
Yeah.
Podcast alumni, Keenan Worthington.
It's like Bill Walton, right, isn't he? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Look like Bill Walton.
I can see it.
No, he does not look like
Bill Walton.
I get what he's saying.
Yeah.
Bill Walton.
Pull up Bill Walton.
Keenan Worthington.
The face only.
They just look like they could be related.
He looks like Jonah, if anybody.
No, dude, Jonah shaved his beard.
Right here.
He did?
Yeah. Yeah, that
Keenan, you don't look like him, man.
That's Keenan's dad.
It looks like Ric Flair.
He does look like Ric Flair.
Yeah. The one up there in the top, second one, that looks like Jonah. Yeah.
If anybody, not even.
That's Jonah right
okay,
there.
It is pretty Jonah-ish. Because they both tall, too, man.
Jonah
I see it.
That's Joe Magnum.
Hell yeah. Magnum like the condoms, huh?
They just have the same beard, you know? Kind of a Where the Wild Things Are.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I love this show. Man, dude, this is going to be
no
good.
No cheek, all chin beard, dude.
Right.
I love it.
Hey, man, to each his own.
Hell yeah.
If I was going to pick a starting five, nobody in this room would
Damn,
be on
come
it,
on.
You haven't
now,
seen me play.
Huntsville. I don't need to.
Damn, man. What about me?
I would be
Thank
you, man.
He's the best basketball player I've ever seen, dude.
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Are you trying to convince the camera?
Yeah.
Or
man.
Yourself?
Both, man. Listen, because he's white chocolate, I'm dark chocolate. We're going to be called the Brookie, man. You know, like Stock, what was it? John Stockton.
Y'all aren't on the
Karl
same
Malone.
Team.
Hey, what? I thought we were on the same team.
No, that's for something
Birmingham.
Else.
Oh, okay. Oh, we're doing the Birmingham
he's
game.
He's got a Birmingham
too?
Starting five.
Damn, man, we're doing that.
That's
too.
What we just talked Cotton about for the last 5 minutes.
Damn. Breath doesn't. Damn,
I don't. Man. Jeremiah Cotton, maybe he can play basketball. I don't know.
I bet he can't. But people will pick him. No. People will pick him because he's so big and strong. But he usually like he's like better at like hitting bricks and making gravel. that's more of his forte. Damn. I don't think finesse comes into it much.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, right.
Gotcha.
Just raw ability, dude.
Sound like John.
I don't even wanna overly agree with it.
Oh, good. You guys are a hoot, man.
Oh, cool.
You are a hoot, AJ. And see, I loved AJ since the first time I saw him.
Me too.
I was like, I like this guy. And every time I try to talk to him, he doesn't talk to me. He wouldn't come on the pod for like 4 months. Yeah, like, AJ, will you please come on? He's like, get away from me, man.
It's a similar theme. It seems like nobody seems to really fuck with us at all. But if after enough time and persistence,
yeah.
we keep bothering people, they come on.
They come
yeah.
on.
There you go.
It's like Magic
yep.
Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Put up the
I met him personally, too.
Brandon and Magic Look Johnson right here.
Hugging him like the magic touch, man. Thankfully, that didn't happen. He's a good dude. He'll
he
do
got,
that.
He got sexually assaulted.
No, well, not, by Magic
allegedly.
Johnson. Not by Allegedly. Magic Johnson.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
He
allegedly
got,
man, six times.
You can't afford that. You can't afford that.
I was trying to write a joke about like how bad would it suck if you fucked Magic Johnson and got herpes?
Oh, man. That'd be a great story to tell, though.
That's fucking
you
good.
You know how I got this?
It never works. It's very funny off mic.
Yeah. It's crazy how that shit goes, huh?
I have yeah, a lot of just, jokes yeah. like this.
It's like, why?
Why? You know? Why don't you guys find this is funny?
Dom, why don't works? You say your signature joke that doesn't work?
Oh. All right, so I was in the Army, right? And you meet a lot of people in your Army, good people, bad people. I'm going to tell you about the bad ones, right? All right, so I was friends. Well, see, I fuck up by saying friends. I knew this one guy who, you know, he was a regular dude, but he's in prison right now for 30 years for rape.
Whoa.
Yeah, and looking back on it, you know, I probably should have noticed something because he would, like, grab girls' arms and, you know, be very aggressive with women. And the same thing happened with this guy who killed his whole family. Now, it's the same thing. Hindsight's, you know, 2020. I should have noticed something because, like, it's like this. One time we were talking. He was like, if my wife ever cheats on me, I'm going to kill her and the kids. It's the subtle things. It's the subtle things, man. First of all, both of those are true. And... Not he didn't tell me he would kill his kids and all that shit, but
he's just in said prison. It's true, then you were like, no.
I mean he's in prison right now for killing his wife and his kids. But you know what? He's a bitch because usually when you do that, Christopher Wall, you kill yourself too. It's
Damn.
That's just like the Japanese spearing themselves and getting the haircut.
Well, that's like that's a glass yeah. half full argument.
Damn.
Okay,
you have to kill yourself. You kill your kids. No other way around it.
I don't know.
I believe.
But if you kill yourself, you don't really answer for the crime, dude. So is that more bitch shit, or should you kill the kids and then be like, you know what? I'll go to prison.
No, because he gets three fucking meals now. He's sitting there playing spades with somebody when you offed your.
But he's also
child.
Somebody's girlfriend. Yeah. He has Kool-Aid on.
You
his
don't know that. Yeah. He might know.
I know that
El Chapo in there or something. He was Puerto Rican of some sort.
Yeah, you never know, man.
I don't know which
Puerto Rican of some.
Which
sort.
One he was? He could have been Colombian. He could have been any of these, but he was one of them. He was definitely one of them. And I'm not sure which one. The last name was Colbert.
Colbert.
I don't know if that helps.
I think I might know him as well, dude.
It's very Puerto Rican last name.
Hey, right, okay, so it is a Puerto Rican.
No, Colbert.
That's Colbert? Like a car, isn't it?
That's half a coleslaw, dude. That's like Steven.
Let's search that up.
Colbert?
Oh, I didn't
look
know
up,
that.
Look up Colbert.
Maybe Colberone.
Like that? Or
yeah, last name, Origin.
Origin. Let's find out what it is. Colbert. Okay, so it's German.
French.
French, English, French. And Irish. You couldn't get whiter if you tried, dude.
Little, they got a little German in it.
He wasn't white, though.
Yeah, luckily they've never had any white people in Puerto Rico. No.
Only Donald Trump when he threw those paper towels.
Oh, yeah, man.
AJ, don't you love just saying crazy shit?
I do. It feels good. It's exciting. It's exciting. I'm going to be thinking about the guy who killed his family joke for weeks now.
Do you like it, though?
Yeah, that's great.
it's never got one laugh. And I've said it at least five times on stage. It's never got even a chuckle. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I think my answer to everything is just go super short with it. Like, just be like, and it's still not going to work. but it's still awesome. That's the part about it. Like, yeah, I never saw it coming. He said he was going to do it, and now he did it, and he's in jail for it, but I never saw it coming.
It's a subtle thing.
How often do people follow up on their New Year's resolutions? You know,
true.
People never stick to those things. Yeah. Brandon, do you have a joke like that?
Do I have a joke like that about killing? Like
you think it's hilarious, yeah. But it just doesn't translate with stand-up.
What's one that I've... Man, my mind left me. I can't think of one on top of my head, but I know there is one in the vault somewhere. Where is this at? We're going to go back in there. Figure this out.
I've got one, dude.
Go ahead.
Yes, while you do that.
This is how I got Dom to start doing the podcast with
me. I already know what it is. I love it.
When I was in the fourth grade, we went on a field trip to a local cave called Cathedral Caverns. All right? And I had a crush on this girl, and we spent the whole field trip together. We were like... You know, we ate lunch together. I gave her the Butterfinger out of my lunch bowl. It was a big deal, man. It was a lot. And at the end of the tour, you get to the end of the cave, and they turn out all the lights to mimic natural darkness. And I didn't know that they were doing it because I was talking to this girl. I was deathly afraid of the dark as a child. The lights go off. I throw an uppercut that... Mike Tyson would have been proud of. It connects with something. I'm not sure what it is yet, but then the lights turn on, and she's on the floor, and the teacher sees, and she's crying on the ground, and out of instinct, it's Etowah County, Alabama. It was dark, so I blamed it on a black guy. And, you know, I did throw him under the bus, but at least it was the front of the bus.
Now that's good. Shit. That's good eating right there, dude.
That's a good joke.
You notice how AJ laughed more at the other one, dude? Yeah. it's almost like that one isn't more funny than it is fucked up.
I threw him under the bus, but at least it was the front of the bus. It's great. I don't give a fuck what you're talking about.
I like
that. That's a great line.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest.
Uh-huh.
I don't get it.
Rosa Parks.
The front of the bus?
Yeah.
Rosa Parks.
Oh, okay. Oh, that makes sense.
What?
Okay.
It's February's been too long ago, huh? You gotta brush up on your black history.
He was trying to cram study for Pride Month.
Exactly. Hasn't even come up yet. It's crazy.
And Rosa Parks wasn't gay, so she doesn't matter in June, Dom.
That's true. Okay. But it's July now, motherfucker.
Yeah, it's July.
What is it now? Hispanic Heritage?
There's a lot of months that just started coming up.
July, I think it's straight Pride Month now.
Celebration.
Yeah, right. There's no system.
July month celebration.
Let's That's every other month.
Let's see.
National Fragile X Awareness Month. What is that?
I won't deal with it. No, I don't know what it is, and I don't care.
Let's find out what
Hold
it
on.
Is.
Hold on. Is that real? Let's
click
search
on
this
it.
Look, it says, what is the month July is celebrating? Let's click on that.
Oh, okay. Including Grilling Month.
I'm down with it.
Brandon, click on the
Ooh,
first one.
Ooh, that's a good
link,
one.
Man.
Disability Pride.
That's what it is.
Brandon, it's your month, baby.
Yeah.
Hot Dog Month. It's your month as well.
That damn yeah.
I do love a good Jimmy Jam.
Picnic Month. Hot Dog Month.
Ice Cream Month. Let's go. But Brandon, click on that first link. I want to know what Fragile X is. I feel like that's a genetic deficiency.
It's definitely something disabled. Fragile X.
It says, July shines a spotlight on the most common form of inherited intellectual disability.
What is Fragile X, though?
Brandon is actually technically Fragile X.
What does that mean?
You just got, we'll get
you're
a pen.
You're one consonant away from getting canceled right now, Dom, so chill
let's
out,
see,
man.
Let's what? See, during the
what's
month.
What's consonant?
What is, okay.
I don't even know.
Okay, so it says, the syndrome is a mutation of the fMRI gene. What is that?
That's
okay,
a
we'll
one,
figure it
but
out.
That's fine.
One, one, one. While it is the most common form of inherited intellectual disability, it impacts men more than women. Some people may have the gene mutation, but you know, never shows signs. Symptoms.
But what is it?
Oh wow, it's a later.
It's not. Yeah, it's not saying mild severe
what
symptoms
of
what.
Let's see. Damn, they're not telling me. They're just saying there's no cure for it. Mm.
Damn it, Brandon. Damn. We're going to find a cure.
Hold
for
on. Let's see what Fragile X is.
What is Fragile X deficiency?
Come on, y'all. Okay, a genetic that causes intellectual disability.
Oh, dude, Brandon.
It's just being retarded.
Wait, so this learning disabilities right
it's
here?
Slow, yes. Yeah,
dude, I got touch. Learning disabilities. Damn,
we know,
man.
Damn.
You look just like the guy.
No, I think this is whenever you're in special needs.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Not special ed.
This isn't special ed.
There's a
which
difference.
Is different.
There's a big
there is
difference.
A difference, and we need to have an awareness month for that.
Yeah.
For which one?
Special ed versus special needs.
No, we don't need it. It's all right. It's all right.
But
okay. I mean,
this is your month. This literally is your month right now.
Okay.
And we're going to celebrate it every time we come on this show, and every time we had an open mic, I will be bringing up that this is your month, and they better fucking respect it.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it was a blue pin they had, little ribbon. We're going to get that.
Oh, okay.
We'll get that
okay.
for you.
Get
that. I'll get it tattooed on my back right now.
With your name in there on the ribbon.
See, we don't need that. Support, right?
No, dude, I love you, man.
Hey, I love you too, man. I wear a blue polo or something.
Calm down, dude. Pride month was last month. Okay, don't say it back. All
right. So what's your joke that you never works on stage but you love?
Joke that I man. I feel like I have a million, but I can't think of any. What even would I want to say? I don't know, dude. I'm just going to have to think about it.
Don't worry about it. We can come back anytime. You could just jump in no matter what we're saying and then say it.
Yeah.
I swear.
Cut it came to me.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
And then it's gonna bomb here also. Like, oh,
that'll
glad
be
you remembered.
Yo, I'm gonna be honest. I do remember one thing. I don't remember the joke, but I remember the situation because I told somebody before I said it on stage. And they're like, "What the hell, Brandon?" Because one time I did a thing about how I realize now that there's more situations where, like, the dude specifically in class, like, the girl teacher come up and be like, "Hey, man, you want an extra grade? Let's do this." And then I made a joke basically clarifying how I was kind of, like, jealous. Because I was like, damn, man, why weren't they doing this during my time? Because, I mean, I would
appreciate
that.
Well, you're talking about fucking the students.
Yeah, I'm talking about me.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm not talking about the teacher. I'm talking about me. Like, I'm saying.
Why did you get sexually assaulted by a woman instead of a man?
Yeah, if that happened, we don't know.
It did. That's been well established.
Yeah, that's why I was like, there was times when I would look and be like, damn, if only, you know what I mean? If only, because they would do something. I had one lady stick stuff in the bra and
explain that.
Yeah,
don't pass over that.
I'm sorry, the teacher, if you got in trouble, she would specifically open that bra up, look at you, and stick stuff in there, right?
Stick what in there?
Anything. Whatever does that mean?
How is that a punishment?
Listen, if she took your phone, she's going to stick it in there. If you got a toy that you love so much, like if I had a Russell or something, she's going to
put it in there. That was only Brandon with the limited edition WWE Legends Hulk Hogan Japanese Wrestling Alliance figure.
Dude, I would cry with that one, man. I got the Chase edition, you know, the limited edition one. With the, what is it? He got the red and blue, but that's a different story. But yeah, man, I used to like one time I accidentally smacked the teacher. I didn't mean to. I accidentally smacked the teacher's ass one time. I didn't mean to do it though.
How do you
went to pick up my pencil and then I accidentally went up and her ass right there. I was like, oh, man, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
That didn't look like an accident.
I didn't mean to do
did
that.
Did you smack it whenever?
Yeah, it was tapped because the whole class like, oh shit. And then she looked back and was like, oh, that's Brandon. It's all right.
They can do whatever.
This is like eighth grade.
Eighth grade. You were a teenager.
Yeah. Eighth grade. Good year.
Oh,
God. That was not a good year. It was okay.
What played into eighth grade being a good or bad year?
This was the last year I was fat. This is when I realized I was, because I remember I asked them, I was like, am I fat? And they're like, hell yeah. And that's when I started basketball and tried. So I would play every single day. That's why I'm a little good. because I would play every single day just to lose that weight. And I did, and I came back my freshman year and thought that everybody gonna be like, oh my gosh, Brandon, you lost all that damn weight. No, man, everybody thought I did crack. Like, the teachers would ask me if I was a crackhead and shit. And it was bullshit. Like, I swear.
You worked for it, dude.
Yes, I did work for it.
And they blamed it on crack.
Yep, they blamed it on crack. So now I was like, I got to get muscular, I guess, and now I try wrestling, which I love.
So
love to wrestle dudes, man. It's good shit. Dudes, women, ain't
okay,
love.
Okay, okay.
Wait, why'd you say
dudes? You
just
don't have to say it. It's like...
That's what wrestling
implied
is.
Implied that it's you're wrestling right. men.
Well, you're wrestling everybody. I wrestle men, women,
children.
Did you ever get beat up by a girl in wrestling?
No.
Not even one.
I have horrible stories. Both, man. Man, I felt bad.
I wrestled a special needs person. So it was.
And
like,
they slammed the shit out of you, didn't they?
No, dude.
It was bad because it was senior night. And my mom never came to any of my, she's German, she doesn't do things like that, like support me. But so she actually came to this wrestling match at senior night, but they didn't have a person for me to wrestle. And I was the best dude on the team, and I was like, just get me anybody. And they were like, well, this dude from JV, and he was clearly, something was wrong with him, you know? And I could have went easy on him, but I beat him in like 15 seconds. I just slammed him on the mat and pinned him. Just because, you know, he needed to. I think you should do that. They should all be treated the same.
That's
Everyone
good.
Should be treated the same.
Then why did you say they?
I was talking about the special needs.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Okay. Continue my bad.
But you know what I'm saying? Wouldn't you, if you were special, wouldn't you want to be treated as everyone else?
Yes.
Yeah. That's a good point, actually.
Yeah. So I'm not just going to go there and play with them. I'm going to slam them on the fucking ground as hard as I can, just like I would if he was... If it was anybody else, and I'm going to do like this, and easy pin, so it's done faster.
Yes.
It's like when you kill an animal, you want to do it fast. You don't want to drag it out.
Don't compare. Okay, but how, when we say that the guy had special needs, what degree?
Oh, no, yeah.
Brandon
Burston Brandon. Oh, like, he had an affliction, you know.
Ooh. Did he make noises when you slammed him?
I can't remember.
He's like, if he makes a low tone, that means he was this low.
But my move. But don't you got a question, man, for AJ about?
Yes, I do. But before I do that, I want to tell you about that wrestling thing. Listen, you did the best thing ever, man.
Right.
Because do you know? And like wrestling, like when I first started, and they would put me in that varsity shit, I didn't know what I was doing. You'd have the pros, like seniors and shit, and what they do is they let you down. And once they realize they can let you down, they let you back up, take you back down,
mm-hmm.
let you back up.
They playing
take
with
you, back
you.
Down. Yeah, and
it
was
hurts
like,
more.
Yeah, and then years later, I remember one time I did that. Well, I didn't really do it. What I did was let him up, slam him a couple times. And then the dude was like, "What's wrong with you? You're supposed to keep letting him up and go down since he doesn't know what he's doing." And I've always never followed that. So when you do that. I agree with that. That's
Come
what
here.
I would
give
do.
Give me some
too.
Nuts. Okay. Air nuts.
You know what? Let's give a round of applause for Don okay. for
hold
slamming
on.
A wrestler with special
needs. He did
needs.
Right. He did what he was supposed to
Thank
do.
Thank you, guys. I've always needed this affirmation.
On yes. senior night.
It was on senior night. What I had to get my mom a rose. So.
Yes,
oh,
did.
What did your mom say about your performance?
She said, was something wrong with him?
Damn, man.
She didn't say good job or anything. She was
not
like,
anymore.
Something wrong with him. Like, yeah, but that's not usually how it is.
They should have given you a better opponent. That's I love.
Damn, man, hold on.
I love the German accent, but it's not, you know, you can't do like a, I'm about to say crazy shit about Germans. You can't, they're very cosmopolitan.
Damn. That was insane.
That's a good accent.
It's not that crazy. Does your mom have like a thick German accent?
No, she has it, but it's not like, I never noticed it growing up because it's just how she talks. But it's not like that hard until she starts talking to her family back home. Then it's all kind of, ich bin einfach, you know, shit like that. And I'm like, what were you guys talking about? She's like, oh, we're just saying happy birthday to each other. I'm like, you guys sound like you were trying to kill each other on the fucking phone. But it's aggressive.
It is.
It's very aggressive.
I believe
she doesn't like American whites.
Oh, dang. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Not a big fan of American whites.
What's the thinking there?
I don't know. I just, growing up, I never really thought of it. And then like 5 years ago, I'm like, Mom, do you got any? Because I know she has white friends, but they're like European and shit. I was like, you got any American white friends? She was like, no. I'm like, why not? I'm like, you don't like them? She's like, I heard they're fine. this is verbatim what she said. And I'm like, what do you mean you heard they're fine? Like, you would never. She was like, they just smile too much and say, how are you doing? I'm like, Yeah, they're nice. Good. She doesn't like the nice.
And that's why I support the 1924 National Origins Act. We got to put a fucking quota on these people coming in right here. All right, I'm sorry. Brandon, what was your question?
Okay, yeah, yes, I do, because I saw in your notes, or in these notes here, man, that you have an offer that you like. His name is Duke alum Tucker Max, right?
Oh.
And
Duke alumni is a title.
He's a Duke alumni. Duke alumni. His name is Tucker Max. And I was interested because he wrote a book called Assholes Finish First, right?
I don't know who Tucker Max is.
You don't? Because I remember Assholes Finish First.
I know Tucker Max was that guy who wrote all those kind of books back in the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
They have movies about one of them. I can't remember which one.
Maybe this was a different AJ O'Leary.
Yeah, it could have been. I'm not familiar.
But I supported it because I have a book. Let me show you this book that I read, or I used to read. I quit reading it. It's called Nice Guys Finish Last. And what it's about is like they call you a simp or the beta or something like that. It's like a Red Pill type thing. Bad Pill type thing. And what you do is, it's like they tell you, they're like, oh, man, people don't like it because you're too nice or something like that. And I used to follow that and take notes. I quit, though, because it's not the
nice
stuff ain't the right.
Finish last. Time Magazine.
Okay, oh, my bad. Nice guys.
The, hey, man, simping ain't easy, you know?
It's not. That's, we had to quit that.
Are you a simp?
Oh, hell no.
You a tricker or you trick?
It's called trick.
Kind of both. Depends on the day.
Yeah. I'll trick. I don't give a fuck. I've been like that my whole life. I'll buy you a little something.
I'm going to bring my book.
If I'm going to get a sloppy blowjob, what's
the
wrong
with Tua?
Yeah.
Hot Tua.
What's wrong with buying or something?
Jokes.
Yeah.
Nice dinner.
Sure.
Even if you're not going to get nothing, you still got to go out on a nice dinner. But then most of the time, you know, when it's really nice.
You get that hot tour. Did you know she's coming into comedy, too?
Of course.
They say she's going to become a comedian.
Why wouldn't you?
This will be forgotten about in two. By the time this episode comes out, people won't even remember Hawk Tua Girl. That's just how it goes. Talking about AJ O'Leary.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, man.
So this means Jack likes you. So he wrote, you ran at least one 5K, but you have zero bumper stickers confirming this.
Zero bumper stickers. Yeah, that's true. How does he know what my car bumper looks like?
We have imagery.
He knows a lot of things.
Yeah.
That's the only genuinely concerning research thing.
Yeah.
But
God
you have some
true.
Of the numbers on the wall in your apartment, so you must have ran.
No.
No, I don't know.
What did he say?
When I was in middle school, I wanted to be an Olympic marathoner.
It's
my life goal. Hmm. And then in high school, literally, till I was 16, I wanted to be an NBA player. And I was not a good basketball player. And I just was delusionally like, yeah, going to the NBA.
I love it.
Same here.
I love it, dude. I was the same way with football. Same. Sometimes you just have to have that delusion.
Yeah, you know.
But, you know, you never know. You could have been the new Muggsy Bowles or something like that.
Could have been.
Okay.
MB.
MB. MB. He kind of looks like him.
Dude, listen, I'm on the same. Dude, because I used to, like, in middle school, because I don't know why, I used to get every NBA game. I really wanted to be on it. And I used to try out for the team every year. And I always ended up being a water boy. And then, like, one time I was in the class or in the locker room, and they were like, I was like, damn, man, I just don't get it. How come I can never be on this team? And then he looked at me, he put his hand on my shoulder. He's like, listen, man, some people are meant to be stuff, and you're meant to be a water boy, and that's what you're going to be.
Damn, dude. And that's indoor water boy. That's not even outside.
That's some bullshit,
you're
man.
Meant to be a water boy.
You're meant to be
amazing.
A water. It's good for you, man. Get the fuck
water out. Is good for you.
It is. Yeah. But not for me to do that.
Yeah, I get it, man. I'm sorry. I was trying to make
which team did you want to play for?
I can see AJ being on like the Timberwolves.
Like, yeah, I want to go to the NBA, dude. But I don't want to play for the Kings.
Ain't coming up, right?
But dude, this is 2016. But I don't know. I love Derrick Rose. Who's my favorite player.
Hell yeah.
He's go the Bulls. Man.
An Bulls. O'Leary Bulls jersey.
Dude, that'd have been
cool.
I would love that.
You would have cleaned up by Wrigley Field.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, dude.
Easily. Windy City.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been there?
Never.
Go to Wrigley. Go to Wrigley Field, and outside there is all bars.
Okay.
And that's where you should go. What I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've been.
I go there too because it's only white.
It's only what?
White bitches.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
So, but
you don't know his. You don't know his preferences.
But I'm saying he'll be safe.
We haven't even asked him that. We haven't even gotten there on the notes.
We haven't. What's your favorite race to?
We have a pie chart of his former lovers.
Yeah. Yeah. Pull it up, Brandon.
Oh, no, I got you.
Pull it up on Pages.
Let's see.
Jack's very good.
It'd be nice if it was, though, wouldn't it?
I can see you fucking with black chicks. Have you?
I never have.
No?
Never have.
Not opposed to it?
Not opposed to it. Mm-hmm. You know, try to be open-minded. Well, mostly whites so yeah. far in life. But
I'm
know.
Sorry, man.
Well, we went from North Carolina to Birmingham, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, actually, they told me there's a lot of Spaniards.
Have you ever been to Birmingham?
It's
me?
Yeah.
Like once or twice.
Yeah, we went together, man.
Yeah.
It's pretty even split. Dude.
But I didn't see the Puerto Ricans they were talking about was there.
Yeah, no. Birmingham, it's all blacks and whites.
Really?
Pretty much. Yeah, yeah.
Who was telling me? I think it was Keenan was like, "Oh, Puerto Rican chicks all up in there."
Could be, you know.
He targets them.
That's Keenan, you know.
Hell yeah.
It's Keen. He knows what he wants.
That's good.
But you know, mostly whites at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Dabbled in Asian before. You
oh
know?
Wow!
Yeah,
ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's just about it. So actually, no, that's not true. I was with
Filipinos don't
this
count.
Girl who her parents were Indian.
Ooh. Southeast Asian.
Yeah. Southeast Asian and East Asian.
Hell
and
yeah.
White.
Did her dad look like me?
Wait, what
I
is East Asian? Thailand?
Could have. Yeah.
They're on the border.
They were trans. He doesn't want to talk. It's fine.
It was a sex tourism thing. I don't want, you know.
5 cent suck bar, dude. We've all been there. Or we have a private note in our iPhone about it. Oh. First of all, I can't talk about that on here, but I'll talk about it in the solo part.
All right. AJ, that ghostly Muhammad Ali over there means that's the end of the pod.
Oh, wow.
It went by so fast. We could literally talk to you for 3 hours.
This was fun, man. Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you so much. And if you want to, right now, in this camera right here, anything you got coming up, it'll be on the side of you, all your socials and stuff for people listening.
I will be at, is this good for the promo, you think?
Hold it right over your face.
Laugh Till You Cry show. I did a very awkward promo for this on Instagram already this week, so it's up. But July 31st at Carter's Hookah Lounge. Come see me.
We'll play that promo at the end, too.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And what else? Funny Business, July 18th, Kerrigan's Pub. Come check it out. So, yeah. Thank you guys for having me.
Of course, man.
Socials. YouTube. You don't need to look at my YouTube. Funny Guy AJ 9243. There are 9242 others. And Facebook, AJ O'Leary. Instagram, AJ O'Leary 43. So,
nice.
See ya later.
Alligator.
After a while.
Crocodile.
Hey!
Thanks, man.
Thanks for coming up.
Thanks for coming on. It was awesome.
Hell yeah.
Oh, damn. That was fun.
That was good.
Shit, boys. Yeah. I'll just split.